Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificant Mikey. And today, we got a couple of things for you to go over, so let's just get straight into it. First thing first, we're going to cover the what we actually have, game modes that we have in Fortnite right now. Right now, we have solo, duos. We have squads, solid gold version 2 with squads, a 50v50 version 2 squad mode, and a solid gold version 2 that is a solo mode. If you will notice here, there is no close encounters. It went up yesterday. They took it back down because it was having issues. They put it back up later in the day, and then today they took it back away. You know, I got to play some yesterday after it went back up, after initially they took it down for whatever issues it was having. And, you know, I actually had fun playing the Close Encounters mode. You know, it was cool to actually get the jetpack because, again, the jetpack is a rare item, so it's hard to find. You're only going to find it in the treasure chest. It's not easy to get in a regular match. So it was neat that you are pretty much guaranteed to get a jetpack in this and actually get to play around with it. So hopefully you guys got to play it some yesterday while it was still up, or maybe today while it was still up before they took it back down. But here, I'll read to you what Fortnite said here. They tweeted out a tweet a couple of hours ago saying, "We heard about Close Encounters and how much you enjoyed Solid Gold. Happy weekend." And then they have a link to their to a Reddit post that they put up that also says, "We heard your feedback about Close Encounters and will be evaluating the effect sky bases have on this LTM. To replace this, we've brought back Solid Gold after seeing how much you enjoyed it. Happy weekend." So it looks like we are at least getting Solid Gold back for the weekend, so at least we get a chance to pick up all these, you know, epic and rare legendary weapons, so that will be nice. But it's too bad that we won't be getting Close Encounters for the weekend, because I actually enjoyed it. The only thing that I didn't like about it was that it was only jetpacks and shotguns, and sometimes it made for the game a little bit slow pace, just for the fact that, you know, you have to get, again, like the game name implies, Close Encounters. You have to get up close and personal with your enemies, but sometimes it made you know, your encounters kind of far between. Even though it was supposed to be Close Encounters, you had to get close up to your enemies to get the eliminations. However, a lot of people were playing with a strategy, you know, like not getting close to their opponents until, you know, the circles really started closing in. So you would go long periods of time without actually, you know, being in a battle with somebody. So that was the only thing that made it kind of slow. I didn't really encounter any of these sky bases that they're talking about. I did see some bases that got built really high. I didn't actually get to them myself. And, you know, they're saying, you know, they're going to evaluate how the sky bases affect, you know, affect the game in this LTM. And from what I understand it, the bases were being built up really high, and then you could jump down. And obviously, if you have a jetpack, you can, you know, make it back down to the bottom without, you know, any real consequences, because you could use your jetpack to slowly float your way back down, and not, you know, not take damage. And, you know, I'm not really sure what the overall reason was for them taking it away. I don't know if there was a lot of sky bases being built. Like I said, I only really encountered one match where I saw one and I didn't get to it. But if it was something that maybe everybody started doing, maybe that was some of the issues. Maybe they were having problems, you know, the servers keeping up and, you know, rendering all those sky bases and everything and the activity around them. That's the only thing. Reason why I can think why they would have taken it away for this weekend. Maybe they need to get things cleaned up to be able to handle that. I'm not sure if that's the case, but it's too bad that it's gone for now. But we get Solid Gold back for the weekend, so enjoy playing that. Again, hopefully you guys got to play Close Encounters while it was up, because it was nice to be able to get that jetpack if you didn't, that's a bummer, because it is, you know, it is such a rare item in the regular game that it's hard to get, and it's a limited time item as well. So you know, it's kind of a bummer that we don't have that mode for the weekend, that, you know, you're pretty much have a guarantee way to get to play with it while we have it. But let's move on from that. The next thing I want to talk about is I want to give you a tip for completing another one of the season four, week four challenges, and that is the trap elimination. You only have to get one, but it is a hard one. If you guys listen to all the episodes and listen in to the you know, the updates and the content updates, you will know that traps were recently nerfed, so they did do 125 damage before, and now they only do 75 damage. So it's a little bit harder to get a trap elimination now, but let me give you some tips on a way to get it. So there's a couple different ways you can do this. Now, obviously the most obvious way to get a elimination with a trap is, you know, you pick up a trap and then you just leave a trap somewhere and hope somebody walks over it, and that they've already been damaged, you know, that they only have 75 health left. That way, when they walk over that trap, it will eliminate them. Now, this is like the most, passive way to do this. It's not an aggressive way to do this at all. It's just literally setting a trap somewhere and hoping somebody goes over it. You know, maybe a way you could get somebody set in is, you know, if you're running away from somebody and they're following you through a building, you can set a trap and hopefully they will not notice that you set a trap and still be chasing you and run over it. You know, or, you know, you just leave a trap somewhere and hopefully you're hoping that somebody walks into that room or walks into the base that you built and gets over it. Again, this is just a, you know, passive way that, you know, you could hopefully get a elimination with a trap, but it's, you know, only based pretty much just based on luck. Now, there is a more aggressive way that is going to be based on skill, and that's what we'll go over next. And this actually going to be based on a lot of skill. You've probably seen people like King Richard and Ninja and Myth doing this on their streams, but this is actually a really hard way to do it. And the method here is you have your trap, and this is something you're going to have to be really good at building and building quickly with. But the way you could get a elimination with a trap is you are going to have to get close encounter with your opponent. You're going to have to get right up on them. And then once you get right next to them, build a wall next to them and then build around them so that they can't escape. Build a and then build your trap on one of the walls. That way the wall, you know, they'll be trapped inside and the trap will just damage them until they're dead because they're trapped inside of the wall. You can also build, you know, a floor above them or the roof above them and put, oh, I guess you'd have to build the floor above them so they're totally boxed in, and then you can build that trap on the floor above them so the trap is coming down and that they're trapped inside. Either way, you'd have to trap them inside of, you know, a one by one building and set the trap in there so that the trap will just keep triggering until they've been eliminated. That's another way you can do it. That's the more aggressive way to do it. Again, this takes a lot more skill to do. It's not something I've ever done myself because you have to be really fast at building, and you have to be faster than your opponent as well. And, you know, if your opponent's really good, this can be really tough to do. You know, this is probably a more surefire way to get it if you have the skills to do that, though. Now, there is another way you can do this well. You do not only have to get your elimination. You don't have to be playing solo mode. You can be playing in a duos or a squads or one of the limited time modes as well to get this. And the way to do this is get yourself in a squad and or a duo, whichever game you want to play, but probably easier if you do a squad mode, especially if you do like the 50v50 right now, pick up a trap. And then when you see another player who is downed, one of your opponents who is downed, just run up to them, build a wall right next to them real quick, and then build the trap next to them. And then that trap should do enough damage to eliminate them completely. The only trick about this is that when they are down, you have to have shot them before they went down for this to count. You can't just run up to any old player and who is down and then set the trap. You do have to shoot them at least once first, and given them some damage before they went down for this to work. So you will have to, use some of your skills on shooting. But if you have a squad, especially of four of you guys can all team up on, somebody, say, hey, work it out with your squad mates. Say like, hey, I got some damage on this guy. He went down. Don't eliminate him yet fully. I need to get this challenge done. And we all know you only need one, so it's not like you need to do this a whole bunch of times. So hopefully you can get your squad mates to agree to say, hey, that guy's downed. I helped down him. I need to get this challenge done. Let me run over there and set a trap next to him so he'll be eliminated that way before your teammates just go ahead and shoot him and eliminate him. Hopefully your whatever squad mates you get up that you squad up with are going to be nice enough to let you do that. And those are basically the ways that you can get a trap. This basically included a tip as well for playing Fortnite, and that is a tip of a way to get trap eliminations of building around your opponent and then building a trap while they're inside of the 1x1 fort that you built around them. That way they'll be trapped with a trap, so that will get you your elimination. And so that's pretty much all I have today for you Fortnite wise let me head over to iTunes real quick to see if I have any more reviews today. I just got home from work, so I didn't get a chance to check yet. I usually check before I start the show, that way I know if I need to call anybody out. So let's see here. Is there anybody new that left us a review? Reading review? Not today. So make sure you guys are heading over to iTunes and the Apple Podcast guys and leaving those 5-star reviews and written reviews so I can call you out here on the show, give you a shout out. Make sure you subscribe to the show because that helps as well. Make sure you're following me over on Twitter, following me on Twitch. If you look at my I said in this show description notes, I am putting my PS4 username on there now so I can play with you guys. You guys will have my username. You can start adding me on PS4. That way we can start, playing some duos. I'd really like to play squads with you guys out there. Let's see here. Some of the guys that have left iTunes reviews or Apple Podcast reviews have given me their names. I've been trying to add all you guys in there. Some of you guys, unfortunately, are Xbox players, and I don't have an Xbox at the moment, so I won't be able to play with you guys. So sorry about that. If I can get my computer up and running a little bit better, or get a better computer, one of these days I could, we could cross platform and play, but just with the performance on my computer, I don't think I'm going to be playing on my computer too much with other people right now, especially because I won't be able to stream those or record those because it's not going to be good quality. And I want to at least be able to record so I can post a video later, or maybe even stream with you listeners out there as a fun way to help you guys get even more involved with the show. You get a chance to listen to the show, call into the show. Maybe we get a chance to say, hey, I had fun with so-and-so playing, squads. I had fun with these guys. Everybody go play with them as well if you want. I'd love to start doing that. Let's see here. Like I said, I have that on my PS4 username in the show notes. And then actually, if you start following me over on Twitter, in my profile description, I have my username for the PS4 on there as well, in the description of my profile on Twitter. And then let's see here. Again, just to let you know, it is Magnificant Mikey. So just, you know, just to let you guys know, I could say it out loud so you guys know what it is. But yeah, add me on there. I want to start playing with you guys. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Again, I'm getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of listeners on every episode. And then, you know, near 1,000 listeners per episode that are the weekly update episodes. People seem to really come in and want to listen to those episodes. So hopefully those guys will start, all those listeners will start subscribing as well. But so there's so many people out there that I'm sure are good people that I want to start playing with you guys. So make sure you look up Magnificent Mikey on PS4. If you need help spelling it, it's in the show notes. It's over on my Twitter. Yeah, and add me. And then, you know, if you guys send him to me, I'll try to add you guys well as well. But, you know, I'm getting so many messages now, it's going to be hard for me to keep up with them. So if you just go to PS4 and add me, it'll be easier for me to accept, you know, the request rather than trying to input them all myself. And just, you know, when you send me the friend request, just say that you're a daily Fortnite podcast listener. That way I know it's not, you know, some weird bot scam or something, because I've gotten those kind of friend requests on PS4 in the past, which is kind of weird, but it has happened. So with that said, guys, make sure you head over all those places, and I can't wait to play with you guys. Until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.